Hello, to my lovely listeners, my Anchor community. Hopefully, this finds you all well. Maybe going through one of those contemplative moments, since usually the topics that are discussed are ones where either something's going on in the moment and you're thinking about, how you can go a route that allows you to express more of you and be in a place of peace, even though there is a quote unquote conflict at hand. But yes, making that contrast a way to gain that knowledge of you, which, as we've said before, for those who do come often know, one of the podcasts, if not more, talk about that depth that each of us is. And that is why getting to know ourselves in and out by looking within helps us to achieve that steady balance or whatever emotion and inner harmony we would want that then can help us be who we are and share that with the world. Usually I talk to a very specific type of group of people that are doing this inner work and really want to help the world and be that light and lead from heart. Not bad or good, right? It's a choice, and that's why I know that you who are tuning in, you have to have navigated here because you're part of that group of people that just wants to help the world to reach that balance and harmony again. So yeah, today's topic is actually interesting because it comes from a personal experience, as you might know or not know, depending if it's your first time on the Inspiring Human Potential podcast. I'm an online marketer, an entrepreneur, and therefore, yes, I am looking to grow my business, my brand. There are various things that are going on, and one of them is the Inner Growth Program and setting up my website. And I've mentioned that in the tidbits in the past weeks because being that I work with international Italians, particularly, but besides America, yes, globally, I've talked about the differences between cultures and doing business, and today, though, a culmination, I think, is the right word, of dealing with different types of web agencies, web professionals from, well, primarily North America and Europe. So let's just leave it at that. It was and continues to be something that I get to ponder over and connect to that inner growth, to that component of how people relate to each other, how they listen to each other, and really how they don't listen to each other, actually, because I've always known for quite some time, as I've been on this journey, always know at 0 years, I don't think I was thinking. we were learning how to talk still. But since I've began my journey on helping individuals and looking at humans from that psychological, sociological, and philosophical aspect, for the book on the inner conflict and dealing with conflict, looking for those opportunities, and then transition into where you find that inner growth, because that's simply what conflict can bring if you switch it to learning and learning about you and then coming full closure with the things that you find out. Because anything is possible, since a lot of what we think, our mind is what changes our reality. Our mind is what will help us to deal with something versus not deal. We decide how we want to deal. Once you become conscious of this, this is where you begin to make your choices. And the people that I work with from a human inner growth, personal growth, balance perspective, not necessarily the marketing aspect, even though that also takes place sometimes with business owners, it's quite interesting, is listening and being able to deal with different people, feeling heard, understood, and having a positive collaborative work or personal growth interaction. Many people will ask me how it is that I can get along with so many different people, and they will then express their disheartenment in not having the same with others and actually having major conflicts and major issues. And then when it comes professionally speaking, the relationships with their clients, I've always had amazing relationships, but That's where the aha, it's like, okay, so with dealing with my requests with other professionals, because I do like to support the professional community. I'm not a web expert. I know how to dabble, but I'm not. So I wanted to collaborate with someone who is a professional. However, the interesting component is that listening. So the responses I've gotten to my specific request has been, what's the word? Instead of saying yes or no and actually listening to what I wanted, I get counter offers. I think that's the right word. And it's like, okay, seriously, did you not hear what I needed? And then, of course, they explain why and they give me their reasoning, which is all valid. And maybe it's because that's another thing I've realized. They don't necessarily know exactly what an online marketer entails, so they don't realize that I do have a certain amount of knowledge in that technical field as well. So what information they shared was not new to me. And it was simply a way, most of them, to try and get me to adhere to a proposition, a proposal that they offered, but it wasn't what I wanted. And so I say, this doesn't only happen in the work component, right? That's why when people talk to each other and they don't feel listened to, it's because the person who's responding is responding with a counter offer, a counter interpretation. They're not, that's, it's so interesting how challenging it is for individuals to really put their own idea aside for a minute and listen to the person who's communicating what they want from them. And sometimes that want is just listening, because when friends share with each other, when family members share with each other, all they're trying to do is to share a thought, to share a feeling, and to be listened to. And when you get a response that is not connected to, I understand. And even if it's subtle, that's it's amazing. Even if it's subtle, you feel that you were not listened to, and therefore, at that point, things don't continue to flow, because then the other person, once you start, the other starts talking, doesn't listen too, because they hadn't been listened to in the first place, and the cycle goes on. So this isn't everybody, obviously, but it does seem a very, very big hurdle. I think I've found maybe a couple people in my life, whether professionally or personally, that actually have a very good way of that they listen. They listen to you because they want to hear what you're saying. Even work-wise, they'll listen to the request, they'll adhere to the request, and if they can't do it, they just say no. They don't try to convince you to do other things. So it's really just one of those things that once you become conscious of it, I would say it's very important for you as an individual to know. Or think of how are you listening to others? And even professionally speaking, don't assume that if someone asks you with a specific request what they want, that you offering them something different is the solution. It's not gonna change anybody's life, because at the end of the day, see, I just simply said thank you. No, 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 no. But if you are wondering, potentially, professionally speaking, or even personally speaking, why certain communication efforts, certain relationships don't go a certain way, you may want to be conscious in that moment of when you're interacting. How do you listen? Do you actually listen to what the person is saying and respond in a way that shows you understand what they're saying in their mind? Or are you answering with what you are thinking already about their situation? So applying your perspective, your feelings, your ideas, and your conclusions, which is not what listening is about. That's simply answering with something totally different than what the person was telling you. So I'm looking forward really a lot to hearing anybody's experience, both work-wise or individually. I usually, the personal component is very important, but in this case, I'm actually also interested to see if any other professionals have similar situations. Maybe we could do a podcast together about it and continue listening, to professionals or collaborating with the other professionals and how to listen. Call on in or find me on Twitter, Luna12780.